Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On Air with Russell of Hotels, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to On Air with Russell of Hotels, where we talk about everything hospitality, from hotels to influencers and everything in between. We will feature guest interviews with hospitality professionals who will share their experiences. Your host, Russell Edmond, has spent over 25 years in the hospitality industry, beginning his career with Marriott International in hotel operations, before moving into the sales arena and becoming a relationship-building director of sales and marketing. Russell then went to the other side as a hospitality entrepreneur. He now consults in the hotel and meeting space, which includes being the CEO of Russell of Hotels Group. Did I mention he was a veggie foodie? Yes, Russell is always looking for good non-meat eats. Please welcome your host, Russell Edmond.
Good afternoon, and thank you for joining On Air with Russell of Hotels live radio show. Hope all is well. Today is Tuesday at 1 o'clock. I did say we were live, right? Yes, we are. Hey, I just got word that my Facebook Live may not be working today. Ronan, our producer, just actually mentioned that they're having issues with it streaming for whatever reason. But that's okay. We're still going to do the show, right? We can't stop and say, you know what, because Facebook Live is not working, we're not going to do the show. So if it is, welcome. If it's not, I do apologize for that. But you can listen to it at latalkradio.com. You can listen to it on that. And I'll make sure I post everything like I always do. I always post the videos later on all my social media platforms. There you go. So if it's not working, it's don't blame me. Okay. It's not my fault. All right. So anyway, so that's for the Facebook Live people. If you're not able to not able to watch, but if you are, welcome. Thank you so much. Like I said, welcome to the show. Okay. Collaboration and connecting people at Hospitality Unplugged. Hashtag Hospitality Unplugged. That's what we do. That's what On Air with Russell of Hotels is about. We're about collaboration and connecting people, as well as we are hashtag Hospitality Unplugged, which means, guess what? I say whatever I want to say, right? It's a hospitality-related show, meaning my background is in hospitality. We do talk about other things, but for the main focus is the hospitality industry, because that's where I grew up in and that's what I'm about. And the people that are on the show, that's what they do as well. But every now and then, I throw a curveball, and there's some other people on the show as well. But it's all about, like I said, especially for 2020, it's about collaboration and connecting with people. Maybe people I've connected with before, or some people I've never connected with before. So it just depends. But it's still all about that, right? Okay, so today is show 44. We're just counting down to 50. Why 50? 50 is just a milestone, I guess. At the end of the year, we did 42. So now we're hitting for 50, right? So there you go. What's industry news? You guys heard about this coronavirus? I'm sure everybody has. I mean, that's duh, coronavirus. Yeah, we've heard of that. But yeah, so coronavirus, that's new. It's been going on for several weeks now. It's not new, but, Delta Airlines suspended their flights to China because of it. So, and I went to Vegas last week, not to party, not to have a good time. It was actually work related. So I know people are like, oh, you went to Vegas. I didn't know that. Blah, blah, blah. No, I didn't go to party. But on the flight, which I happened to fly Delta, everyone has masks on. Everybody's wearing a mask, right? The surgical mask, the don't spread the coronavirus mask. I guess that's what it's for. But I didn't have one. I didn't have a mask to put one on. Would I put one on if I had one? Probably not. I don't know. I mean, I pray a lot. Okay. So I pray that I don't get the coronavirus. So there you go. That's my shield. That's my mask right there. So anyway, but Delta has suspended flights to China. And then there's other people, other companies or airlines probably doing some, you know, some measures as well. But what is it going to do? Is it going to, do you think domestically, you think people will stop to travel domestically because of it until this whole thing goes away, goes away, I guess. You think business travel is going to suffer because of it? That's just a question. I don't know for sure if that is. I mean, people are still in the airport lined up to go wherever they're going. But, you know, somebody, I was having a conversation with someone yesterday, and they said her aunt said that, you know, just don't fly for the next 2 weeks. Don't go anywhere for the next 2 weeks. Stay home for the next 2 weeks. What's going to happen after 2 weeks? I have no idea, but it was kind of funny that, you know, she would say that. But anyway, but for the people that are, if Facebook Live is working, I do have a Kobe, like a kind of tribute to Kobe Bryant right there. So I do have his name and his jersey displayed if Facebook Live is working. That's just my way of, you know, letting, you know, not just Kobe and his immediate family, but the other seven people that perished on that flight, let them know that, you know, you guys are definitely in our thoughts and prayers, my thoughts and prayers. I mean, I know the entire world is mourning for everyone as well, but that's just my way of doing that as well. Okay, so there you go. So, but if you can't see it, then you can't see it. But it is a, you know, a jersey, his jersey number 24 that's displayed on in my display case. That's if Facebook Live is working, you can see it just like you can see me if it's working. But I'm not sure if it's working or not. But anyway, okay. So I was in Vegas last week. Right? I didn't tell you guys that I was going to Vegas, but I actually went on, was it Wednesday? Last Wednesday. Yeah, the show was on Tuesday. So I went Wednesday morning. I was there for 2 days. Came back, I think I'm like Thursday night. I must have came back Thursday night. Yeah, late Thursday night, I think I came back. So I was there assisting with doing a 401k for a company, right? They had like 50 employees and they needed to kind of, you know, onboard them on the process or get them enrolled, if you will. So I was actually assisting with that. So that was a kind of a learning experience and things like that. So, because you guys know I'm doing the whole financial advising kind of thing too. So that's just a step to do that as well. Once I get my license in securities, my securities license, right? And which is the SIE, the Series 6, the Series 65, then I can sell 401ks and things like that. So, but I was just, you know, and the administration role, just kind of, you know, helping with paperwork and shuffling paperwork and things like that. So that was good. So that was there. And I brought that up to say, you know, I went to this vegan place, right? It's called The Modern Vegan. And I just have to give the address because it was so good. It was, and I posted this on my social media platform. So I believe it's on Instagram and Twitter and that, I'm pretty sure Facebook as well. But it was, what did I have? It was like this, they called it Louisiana spicy Louisiana chicken. It was kind of fried and it was over mashed potatoes. Man, you mean you're talking about delicious. Okay. Delish. Okay. Hashtag delish. It was very good. And they had, the menu was out of this world. I mean, they had so many things on the menu. It's crazy, but it's called The Modern Vegan, 700 East Naples Drive. It's right next to, UNLV. So it was good. I mean, so if you're ever in Vegas, you want vegan food, there's other vegan restaurants in Vegas, but if you happen to be near UNLV and it's called The Modern Vegan. I mean, just things that you would normally eat, you know, on the meat side or the regular side, there's some stuff that's plant-based, right? So it's like a chicken cutlet, okay? So just imagine, you know, if it's just regular chicken, a chicken cutlet that's breaded and fried with some Louisiana spices, okay, over mashed potatoes, okay? So, but this is completely plant-based, okay? Not vegan. I'm not going the whole vegan thing, okay? It's plant-based. Because, like I said, several weeks ago, I was, you know, claiming being a vegan, but based on the philosophies of, you know, vegans and things like that, which I do respect. I'm not a vegan because I wear leather belts and things like that. So, you know, so there you go. I may not eat food, but there's other things that I do that that can come across as not being vegan. So I want to respect the, you know, what vegan stands for. And I'm plant-based, okay? Hashtag plant-based por vida, okay? Plant-based for life. That's what por vida means, okay? For life. Okay, there you go. There you go. And I actually stayed at the Homewood Suites in Henderson, so which was near where these facilities were that we were doing the 401ks. So so shout out to the Homewood Suites. Very good. I was only there for one night, but it's a relatively new hotel. Very nice. So if you're ever in Vegas, you don't need a convention or a casino type hotel. Just go with what you know. Homewood Suites was very good. Okay, last week I was made mention that I went to this kind of a food fair kind of thing, and they had cheesy French fries, I believe it was. It was cheesy French fries or whatever, but it was no cheese. And I basically said how they probably made it was through cashews. And I was trying to think of this ingredient that goes along with it that kind of makes cashews. When you blend up the cashews with onions and probably garlic and things like that, there's this, we put this other stuff in there. It's kind of a seasoning, but it's called nutritional yeast. I was trying to think of that last week and I couldn't think of that. So the ingredient is called nutritional yeast. You add some of it in there, and the more you add, it kind of gives more of a cheesy flavor, and it kind of gives it a yellow kind of tint as well because the seasoning is yellow. So that's what it was. So I told you guys last week because I couldn't think of it. You know, next week I was going to remember and then bring it back on the show. So nutritional yeast. So you're blending up your cashews, your soaked cashews, blend it up with like clove of garlic. I throw some onions and maybe like you can throw a bell pepper in there, you know, things for seasoning. And then you add this nutritional yeast. And then I put rosemary in there as well. And it gives a consistency kind of like cheese. If you don't blend it as long, consistency is thick. So it's kind of like you're pouring like nacho cheese over your French fries or whatever, right? But the more you blend it, it kind of thins out a little more. And you can use it as like an Alfredo sauce too. So add a little bit more of that nutritional yeast and it becomes a little bit more cheesier. And then it can be like an Alfredo sauce for your pasta. So see, there's things that you didn't even think about. Who would have thought about this 10 years ago? Who would have thought about, well, I know I wouldn't have thought about it. Probably people that are plant-based thought about it 10 years ago, right? But I didn't. I wasn't even thinking about plant-based 10 years ago. Well, I was, but I wasn't. So, so cashews. Who would have thought cashews, blended cashews, would give the consistency like an Alfredo sauce or a cheesy sauce? Who would have thought that? But, oh, man, thank God for those people, right? Contact information. How do you get a hold? Did I go through my... I'm trying to think. I've been talking so much about food. I said, did I go through my, industry news? I guess I did. I started talking about the coronavirus, right? So, yeah, I did. I sure did. You know, sometimes I get away from myself and I just can't think. But anyway, contact information. How do you get a hold of Russell at Russell of Hotels? Well, that's it. My email address is russell@russellofhotels. Twitter is @russellofhotels. IG, Russell of Hotels. LinkedIn, Russell L. Edmond. Facebook is Russell L. Edmond and Russell of Hotels. Yes, I have two Facebook pages. My website is www.russellofhotels.com. So you can, there's no excuse. If you want to get a hold of me, just reach out. I'm on LinkedIn. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Facebook. I'm on all these different platforms. So if you want to get a hold of me, reach out. So even the show, it's a live show, like I always mention, right, when I first come on. But after the show is over, it becomes a podcast. So you can find me on most of your favorite podcast platforms. So just type in On Air with Russell of Hotels and you'll see me or find me and you can listen to me wherever, around the world, wherever you are, when you're on vacation, when you're driving between here and Santa Barbara, you know, pop on an episode of On Air with Russell of Hotels. Don't do that. It may put you to sleep. And if you're driving, you don't want to do that. Okay. sponsorship opportunities. Oh, that was a good one. Sponsorship opportunities. You know, you're always, we always have sponsorship opportunities available if that's what you're interested in. It's a way to get it, you know, get your message to the right people. And I always mention this every week that the people we reach are, you know, 50-50, 50% buyers, people that are interested in buying, you know, your hotel product or your hotel services. And then the other 50% are our hospitality professionals out there in the world. They could be hotel people. They could be CVB, which stands for Convention and Visitors Bureau. They can be tourism boards. They can be restaurants. They can be whatever. They can be influencers out there. You know, people that, you know, influence people's buying behavior when it comes to travel and staying in hotels and tourism and things like that. So, so those are ways you can reach those people, or those people can, or you're interested in those services is what I'm trying to say. So whatever, and who are feeder cities? Feeder cities are the cities that people primarily listen to from. Okay. So there's LA, Orange County, San Francisco, Chicago, New York. Those are some major cities, right? So On Air with Russell Hotels, they reach some major cities. And with the addition of, we go as far as, I know there's people in the Bahamas, Jamaica, UK, the UK, and the Philippines. Okay, so there you go. So we're worldwide. Okay, I thought you didn't know that, did you? So we yes. On Air with Russell Hotels is worldwide. I had to take a drink of water, so so excuse me for that. What is the Russell Hotels group? What does this Russell Hotels do? You know, what is it all about? Did I mention today was a clear day? Before I get into what is Russell Hotels group, we're in Southern California. I'm in Los Angeles. Well, actually in Sherman Oaks, because that's where LA Talk Radio is located, right off of Woodman Avenue, off the 101 freeway. So we're in the San Fernando Valley. It's a clear day. You know, this morning it was like 39 degrees, right? So every morning I get up, five days a week, Monday through Friday, I get up early and I do my little walk, run kind of thing. It's probably more walking than running, but, you know, all I got to do is run for, you know, maybe 10 yards and it's considered a walk run. So, but anyway, I do that every morning, 5 days a week. And this morning, yesterday it was windy as heck, right? But today was not windy, but it was 39 degrees and clear. So the wind from the previous day cleared out everything, cleared out whatever, the clouds, any smog that was there. So today is a picture perfect day. And I can see all the mountains and hills from where I am. We're on the fourth floor of this building, but we're on the top of the trees. So just a beautiful view. So I just thought I had to throw that out there. So what is the Russell Hotels Group? Business development is one of the things that I do. New partnership with Broughton Hotels. Broughton is trying to grow their the number of managed hotels to from 15 to, let's say they're trying to double by the end of the year. So I'm trying to assist them, or my job is to assist them with finding owners that are interested in having Broughton manage their hotels. You know, there's some owners that manage their own hotels. That's fine. But there's, you know, a good percentage that don't. They don't want anything to do with managing a hotel. So Broughton has been around since 2000, and that's what they do. They manage hotels. So sweet spot for Broughton would be around 80 to 150 rooms. You know, so you're kind of in that middle. You're kind of boutique-ish. You can be an independent hotel, or it can be a brand, say like a Courtyard or a Hilton Garden Inn or a Homewood Suites or, you know, anything like that. So they're looking for kind of that select service, if you will. But they do. They got their teeth cut with boutique hotels. So they're big on boutique hotels. In fact, most of the hotels they have now are boutique hotels. So there you go. So that's one thing I do. Financial planning. I mentioned that earlier, helping that one organization, 50 employees, set up a 401k. So those are things that I do as well. And I started this, like I said, this whole financial planning thing came because I think there's a need in our industry, hospitality industry, because there's a lot of independent people out there, right, that don't have the 401ks or the mutual fund, you know, things that they can set up, right? So those are things I want to assist with. Life insurance, those are things I want to assist to make sure, you know, we're ready when that, you know, day of retirement is looming or is coming, we want to make sure we're set up for success, right? So not just success now, but success when we're no longer want to work again, and we want to make sure we have money set aside for that. So those are things that I thought that, you know, were missing for people that are like me, that are independent, meaning, you know, I'm a consultant. I mean, I do meeting plan. I do all these different things. But one thing you don't want to forget about is that, yeah, you need life insurance, which I've had life insurance since I was in my 20s, right? And remember, it's cheaper when you, the younger you are, the cheaper it is, right? So just remember that. So you know, I thought that was important as far as mutual, and as well as mutual funds. And like I said, 401ks are you can set those up as well. Even though you're not with a company, you can do these things. Solo 401k, ever heard of it? You're a meeting planner, have you ever heard of it? Solo 401k. Check it out. Give me a call. I can give you more information about it. Hotel site selection. I help companies, organizations, people, whatever, find hotels for their next meeting, their next convention, their next reunion, whatever it is. I'm here to assist. I do, it's 10 rooms or more is considered a group, right? I do 10 rooms to 1,000 rooms or more, you know, depending on what the particular program entails. But, you know, 1,000, over 1,000 rooms, doesn't matter. My job is to source it out, meaning I contact the hotels on your behalf, send out an RFP, request for a proposal. The hotels send me back, you know, what they can do, their rates, their space, the dates they have available, if they, you know, if the dates coincide with the dates that my client wants, and we go from there. So I give, you know, a spreadsheet to my clients with all the hotels that have responded. My clients go through it and say, hey, okay, let's shortlist this one, you know, this one and that one, you know, and then we go from there. And then it's up to the client to make the decision. But, you know, of course, I'm there to assist in any way I can, you know, make sure, you know, I'm holding their hand if they need, you know, their hand held, contract negotiations, you know, the pricing and making sure the wording is right in the contract, because, you know, some hotels will throw some things in there that, you know, we don't understand, you know, what's attrition, what's, you know, cancellation, what does all this stuff mean, okay? What are concessions? You know, those are things that we as meeting planners know, and then, you know, based on a relationship you have with, you know, specific hotels, you may be able to lower an attrition or, you know, change the terms of the cancellation or get more concessions that you really never even thought about. So that's the value of someone that does hotel site selection, right? They're here to assist you. And guess what? The most important thing about me being a hotel site selection person is that it doesn't cost my clients anything. Boom. There you go. Drop the mic. I'm done. Okay. So that's it for that. Digital marketing. That's another thing I do. Look at my Facebook, look at my Twitter, look at my Instagram, whatever. You look at everything. I mean, you look at a lot of the things that I've done for hotels, restaurants, foodies. I mean, I do all that stuff. So that's where the digital marketing comes in. And I'm a radio show host. So I talk about hospitality stuff. My job is to support hospitality people. That's what I do. That's where it comes. That's where this collaboration and connecting people to people, you know, that's where all that stuff comes in. So just remember that. Okay. When you're wondering, what the heck is that Russell Hotels group? What do they do? What does he do? Is he just do the radio show where he can talk and blab about stuff? Yeah, that's part of it too. This gives me opportunity to talk and blab. So there you go. Who's on blast? What does on blast mean? When I say you're on blast, it's not a bad thing. These are people I want on the show, right? People that I respect in the industry, and people I want them to come on and tell me about their story. Everyone has a story. I have a story, you know, how I got started in this industry, you know, 150 years ago, you know, and, you know, where I started, what roles did I play, and, you know, where I, you know, when I stopped being in, not being in the industry, I'm still in the industry, but in a different role. Like I said, I'm now an independent entrepreneur, hospitality entrepreneur, so I assist, or I'm here to, yeah, to assist the hospitality, to support them. That's what I do. And I support them different ways. And I mentioned the different ways that I do support them. So, but I want people on the show because I want them to tell their story, because no two people in this industry are alike. So who are these people that are on blast? Brian Churchill, VP LA Tourism. You're on blast. Carol Motley, a.k.a. C. Mott, Director of Convention Sales Destination DC. You're on blast. Luis Torres, Universal Studios. You're on blast. Stephanie Corsino, you are on blast as well. And I'm going to, I was going to add another person to it, but I need to talk to this person next. In fact, somebody I hadn't talked to in a while called, no, she didn't call me, but she did a LinkedIn message. See, she found me on LinkedIn, right? Haven't talked to her in several years. So I have to find her story, you know, see what's going on first before I, you know, maybe put her on blast. But I just want to talk to her first before I put, you know, people on blast. I don't want to, you know, just ruin it for everybody, right? So you got the intrigue, right? So who's he going to put on blast next, right? So anyway, so I'm going to have a conversation with this person tomorrow, and then hopefully I can put her on blast, and hopefully she'll be on the show, right? So there you go. I want to give a shout-out before I go into my topic today. I'm going to give a shout-out to Dr. George Thomas out there in Blythe, California. For people that don't know, they've been hiding under a rock. I'm from Blythe, California, right? So Blythe, you think of L.A. as your reference point, right? Go east. Go east, young man. Drive east 10 freeway, I-10, that's Interstate 10 freeway, or for people that are not in California, the highway. You take that, and in probably about 3 hours and 15 minutes, you'll pass Blythe. If you've gone across the river into Arizona, you've gone too far. So anyway, I'm from born and raised 18 years in Blythe, California. I'm proud to be from Blythe, so I know I joke around, Mom. But I am proud to be from Blythe. So there you go. But anyway, I want to send a shout out to Dr. George Thomas. He's, you know, instrumental in a lot of stuff within my life, as he was a vice principal. I think it was his first role when he first came to Blythe. Now, he's not a Blythonian like I am. Okay. I'm an OG, right? I mean, I was born and raised there. Dr. Thomas was not born and raised there. He came as an administrator to our high school. Right. No, junior high. He was a vice principal of the high school. So, you know, he's kind of instrumental in some of the things. You know, if we got in trouble, you know, we had to go see him, and he kind of set us straight. Just put it like that. So we'll put it like that. So he's a good friend of my dad's as well. So anyway, from what I heard, and this is my mom telling me, so I grew up in a church called St. Paul Baptist Church. OK. And they're having, you know, for people that don't know this, starting of February, the whole month of February is called Black History Month, right? And guess what? I happen to be black, okay? So just in case you guys didn't know that. But anyway, they had a program. It was Where Are They Now? So meaning like people that grew up in the church, like i.e. Russell of Hotels or Russell Edmond, grew up in the church at St. Paul Baptist Church in Blythe. And Dr. George Thomas did a... It was, like I said, basically this segment of the Black History program was Where Are They Now? Where are the people that grew up in the church? Where are they now? And I was one of those people, right? And he did a kind of a thing on me. I was like, I was blown away when my mom told me that. I said, what? Say, that's where it goes back. You just never know what impact you have on people, you know, regardless who they are. They can be older. They can be younger than you, right? They could have been a mentor of yours, but now they're talking about, you know, this person or in this case, me, about what I'm doing now. And it basically referenced the show, referenced what I'm doing within the industry, hospitality industry, and the radio show that I'm doing. So I thank you, Dr. Thomas, for doing that. I mean, I'm sure he doesn't know that I'm saying this, and he actually listens to the show as well. But my mom told me, so if you're going to get mad at anybody, you know, call my mom and tell her. But no, I thank her for telling me this, because like I said, that means a lot to me that, you know, people listen to what I'm saying. It does make sense. It does resonate with someone. And it's good to be remembered, right? Like I said, I grew up in that church, you know, 100 years ago, right? And I haven't been back in 50 years. I don't know. 20 years probably since the last time I've been to the church. I've been to Blythe, right? But I haven't been back to the church because normally I'm not there on a Sunday. So, but it's good to just be acknowledged, especially where you grew up and a lot of your life lessons came from that church. A lot of my life lessons, being able to talk in front of people, came from the church. Okay. So my faith came from the church. Okay. So there you go. So thank you, George Thomas, Dr. George Thomas, for recognizing me, in the program. And this is just a FYI. Love Family Reunion is going to be at the Laughlin River Lodge Casino, River Lodge and Casino, July 17th through 19th. So that has been solidified. This contract has been signed. So the Love Family Reunion, Laughlin River Lodge and Casino, July 17th through 19th, 2020. So look for the newsletter that's going to be coming out soon. And it's going to give you all the information about how you can register and how much money is going to pay, or how much money you have to pay to register, as well as your rooms and what that all includes. So there you go. Okay. So today's topic, well, just think if I had a guest on here, right? I mean, it's already 1:28. Boy, I talk a lot. I had to drink some water. So for people who are just listening or just tuning in, just want to let you know, I'm not sure, like I said, I'm not even sure if Facebook Live is working today, but there were some issues, some technical issues with the streaming of Facebook Live. So I'm not sure if that is the case, but if it is, hello, I'm Russell. But if not, you can still listen to it. Just go to latalkradio.com, www.latalkradio.com. Look for my show On Air with Russell of Hotels, and you'll be able to listen. So even if you can't see me, and I know everyone tunes in to see me, but today you may be out of luck today. I'm not sure, but I'm actually wearing a jacket today. You know, it's kind of cold outside. Did I tell you it was 39 degrees earlier today? So there you go. But anyway, what is the topic of today? You know what? I came with this topic because I was looking at, I look at like career opportunities that are going on in the LA area. I look on either, H Careers or Indeed. And I'm just looking for, I always want to know what's going on, what people have left particular hotels or whatever, and what hotels are looking for, right? Who's looking? Because, you'd be surprised. You see some hotels, they keep repeating the same positions over and over again, which means they're going through people like crazy. Why they're going through people like crazy, I have no idea. But I always look at that stuff, and people always call me. They say, hey, have you heard of any opportunities here? I was like, yeah, well, I heard about this one. I heard about that one. But anyway, I was looking at one, and it had to do with a GM position, right? And I was like, what does it really entail to be a GM? Because this one had, you need someone energetic, you need this, the right attitude, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, that is a good, because it was a good indication of what a GM should be, right? But so many times, obviously the other people that hire for GMs don't follow that particular, example of what a GM should be. Because I mean, I've been to 14 different hotels, and you see people come in and out, right? GMs come in and out. Are all GMs good? I guess that's subjective. That depends on what you identify as being a good GM, right? But I think me being at 14 different hotels, one of those hotels I was a GM, right? So I always got to look back. It's like, okay, did I have those traits or characteristics? Did I display that stuff? Was I able to, reach people? Was I hiding behind things? Was I avoiding things? Those are things that you always think about, right? So when you're being a GM or when you're looking for a GM, I mean, this goes for people that are still, that are in GM positions now, okay? Because sometimes I look at, how'd that person even get that job, right? Because I knew I either worked with the people or been around those people, or had, situations where, say, I was a guest and I asked for the GM because, it was something that obviously the front desk people couldn't handle. So I asked for the GM, and just how some of these GMs handle certain situations. I'm like, well, how'd they even get that position, right? That's what I'm thinking of. That's what I'm talking about. So, but anyway, I'm Hospitality Unplugged, so I can, talk about whatever I want to talk about, right? As long as it's, it's not offending anyone, and this won't offend anybody, but because it won't offend anybody because I'm not going to name any people, right? But it may like resonate with some people like, you're probably right. The GMs do need to have this. They should have that. They need to be screened more or whatever. But anyway, So you want to be a GM, huh? Okay, listen to this. The right attitude and desire to work on our team are important qualities. Got personality? Bring it. That was someone's tagline for looking for a GM, okay? That was, I got this on, I'm not going to tell you the company, but if you went to H Careers LA GM, you probably would see it, right? But I'll just say it was an independent hotel. So only independent hotels can be this creative on this, right? Or look for certain things in a GM, right? You know, the brands are just, it's always going to be a standard, you know, new GM, you know, hotel, blah, blah, blah. No, the independent hotels, the boutique-ish kind of hotels, they'll be more creative and they'll get to the point. Okay, we need somebody with the right attitude, a desire to work on our team, you know, a desire to work on our team are important qualities. Got personality, meaning you need a personality to come and work for us, right? You know, bring it on. You know what I mean? If you got a personality, that's what we want. We want someone with a personality to work at this hotel. So that got me excited. I'm like, wow, you know, I'm going to talk about that. So I listed about 25 things that, you know, a GM should have. And this is comes from, on. I mean, with Russell of Hotels, right? This is Russell's list of 25, okay? You may have your own list. That's okay. That's fine. You know, you may agree with me. That's okay, too. All right? If you want to talk about it, get your own show and talk about it. Or you can come on this show and talk about it. We can chop it up, right? So not a problem. I'm just joking. But anyway, okay, number one, are you relatable? You know, are you relatable to what's going on in the world, okay? Do you know what's going on? Are you about, to me, you know, are you relatable? Are you about, you know, being diverse, diversity, okay? Is that your thing? I mean, because in today's culture, in today's environment, you need to be, okay? The GMs, DOSs, whatever. You need to be that, okay? That's just what I'm coming, that's where I'm coming from. You need to be able to hire the right people, right? Okay, and don't be afraid to hire one person because he looks a different, you know, he doesn't look like me, right? You can't be like that, okay? Two, empathetic and caring. Are you empathetic and caring? Do you care about your people? Because at the end of the day, the GM's job is to take care of the employees or the associates, and they take care of the guests, right? Although you're going to get called as a GM to take care of some issues that guests are going to come up to you and say, hey, this is not right. Can you make it right? So you're going to have to be able to listen to a story and, you know, be empathetic and caring depending on what the situation is, right? Okay, as a GM, yeah, we always want someone else to handle it, but there's going to be times where you can't hide behind a meeting and you have to go out in front and make stuff happen, okay? So empathetic and caring. Number three, willing to go above and beyond. You got to do what you have to do, right? Sometimes is you got to show what, you know, you got to show, you got to get in the trenches with your employees or your associates or your managers or whatever, right? So you got to show that you're, you know, willing to go to get dirty, if you will, to roll up your sleeves every now and then. I mean, you have to show that. I mean, yeah, I know as you get in larger hotels, there's different layers of hotel managers and all this kind of stuff, but it has to, the buck stops and starts with you, okay? So whatever it doesn't matter how big the hotel is, what message are you sending out to your people? Are you willing to do what they need to, you know, are you willing to do what you need to do so your people see that, so that, you know, filters down, you know, to your line people, to the guests? Because at the end of the day, it's about the guest, right? What's the next one? Number four, ability to anticipate needs of associates and guests. Are you in tune with your associates? Who should be in tune with their guests, right? So what are you doing to, are you engaging, you know? Are you anticipating the needs of your guests as well as your employees? Do you know what they need? Do they have enough, do they have the resources to do their jobs? You know, are you about to run out of something and you need to re-up something? I mean, there's a lot of things. I mean, Is transportation going to be an issue? So maybe we should plan ahead to get this transportation, or this one particular bus or shuttle is about to go out. It's on its last leg. So do we put a game plan in to get another one, right? Or are we waiting until this one goes out and then we're going to get another one? I mean, that's anticipating, you know, something's going to happen. So are we doing that? Are we engaging And this is number five. Are we engaging? Are we inquisitive? Do we know our employees or associates? Do we know what their, you know, what resources that they need? Are we having one-on-ones with them? And this goes for your managers that maybe report directly to you. Do we know that, you know, they're about to have a baby? Do we know these things? I mean, these are personal things, but we expect people to work, you know, 10, 12 hours a day, but we don't know what they do. You know, we don't know what kind of motivates them, right? Well, families can motivate people, right? So you need to know what's going on with the, you know, in the family life. I mean, not to the point where it's a detriment to you or the employee, or you're not getting too involved, but you need to know, okay, what if all of a sudden this person that normally gets to work on time, now all of a sudden they're not. You know, you need to find out, well, what is going on? Is this, you know, it's a good employee, good associate, good director, good manager, whatever. And then all of a sudden, you know, their performance is falling down. Well, you need to have a one-on-one to see what's going on. Don't be afraid to have the hard questions, to ask the hard questions, right? So you have to be engaging and inquisitive. You have to find out what's going on. Number six or number seven, calm. Do you display a calm demeanor? Are you composed? Or you just come unglued when, you know, a guest situation comes up? Well, I don't want to go out there. I'm not going to handle it. Ah. How do you handle certain situations? You know, people look at you. I mean, are you calm? Are you collected? Or are you just out of control? Because believe me, I worked with one that was out of control, and I didn't realize how out of control he was until a client of mine wanted to meet with him and go over some issues that are going on with their meeting. And he went on to basically accuse her of making stuff up. I'm like, what? I'm like, what happened here? How do we get to this point, right? But there's some GMs that will take it a step further and just, you know, think that, you know, the world is out to get them. You know, at the end of the day, like I said, it's not about you. It's about how can you affect your employees and how can employees affect the guests? That's what it comes down to. Did the guests leave here and they're happy and they want to come back? Because if they didn't, there's something wrong with the team, okay? And who's the head of the team? The GM, okay? So remember that, okay? So like I said, I've been in some situations where I walk out of there and I'm with the GM like, what happened? Why would you say that? You know, and sometimes we get, because we're under the GM or whatever, we're afraid to say certain things. We're afraid to have those difficult conversations, right? But at the end of the day, like I said, it's about the guests. It's about your clients because you want them to come back. And if a GM or whoever is berating a client for no reason other than it was our fault and not owning up to that responsibility, I think that's crazy. But it happens because I hear about it. Okay, so calm, composed, you know, do people see you sweat? Okay, so like I said, in order to be a GM, you got to be calm and collective, okay? You have to be, because people are looking at you to see how you're going to handle certain situations. Even in fires and things like that, emergency situations, I mean, you got to, if you have a plan together, you know, you shouldn't be running around, you know, like a chicken with your head cut off. I mean, you should be in control and seeing what's going on, because if you're out of control, guess what? The people are going to see you and they're going to be out of control. Like, that's just how it's going to roll. Always smiling. Do you smile? Are you a happy person? You know, you have to smile, because a smile goes a lot further than if you're walking around with a frown on your face, okay? So if you walk up to a guest that is having a bad day and you're, you know, just as sad as they are, you know, well, you know, misery loves company, right? But if you can turn it around and smile, you know, I think that goes a lot further, okay? Do you spend time hiding behind meetings? I mean, this can go for, that's a culture, right? You know, meetings. Okay, well, I'll have a meeting. I got to go to a meeting, you know, budget meeting. I understand budgets are important. We understand all that. Stand-ups are important. We understand that. But there has to be a time when you have to have time for your employees, your managers or whatever. And that's, to me, is like managing by walking around, okay? We can always get caught up in a meeting, right? But I think it's up to us as GMs, if you're a GM, that you dictate when the meetings are, okay? At this time on this day, that's a meeting. But these meetings to have meetings, I think that has to stop. Okay. That's just me saying this, but I've been in situations like that where it's just a meeting to have a meeting. And then by next week, you're like, what did we talk about in that last meeting? I don't know. Well, it never happened. Whatever the heck we were talking about. So, and maybe things have changed the last couple of years. I don't think so, but whatever. But, you know, spending too much time in meetings, I don't know. This is the thing. I always tell my salespeople this. I used to tell them this. I say, I don't know how many pieces of business we booked by being in a meeting, okay, in the hotel. Okay, now we're in meetings with clients. Okay, that could lead to something. But having a meeting to have a meeting, I don't know how many meetings that we booked. I mean, how much business we booked by being in a meeting. Ask yourself that. Do you manage by walking around? You can find out a lot of things just by walking around from department to department. You can find out, you know, who your people are, who's there on time, who's not there, what's needed. You know, you can find out a lot of things by walking around. So I always recommend that you manage by walking around. Knowledge of the local area. Do you know the local area that you're working in? Because people will come up and ask you. I mean, guests, you're having a conversation with the guests. I mean, hopefully as you're walking around, you're greeting guests as well. You know, welcome to the hotel. How is your stay? You know, some GMs don't want to, they just want to get the comment card. Some GMs don't want to talk to people. They don't want to talk to guests because they may tell them too much. You know, what we used to do is get on the elevator, and I'm sure people still do this. They'll call it lobby lizard, where you're like lounging in the lobby and you're talking to guests, or you get in the elevator, take it to the top, and then just, you know, bring it down, take it down, and then it stops on, you know, almost every floor. Someone gets in, hey, how's your stay? How are things going? You know, people, you learn a lot in those 30 seconds going down from one floor to the next. So, I mean, those are the ways that you should, you know, get to know your people, get to know what's going on in your hotel, get to know your guest. Why are they here? You know, you may find out something that you didn't know, something you can bring up in stand up. You know, you never know. Are you ambassador of your area? This goes with, you know, the local knowledge of where your hotel's located. But are you an ambassador for the area? Are you a business community leader? Because you do have to go to meetings and things like that and see what's going on within the community. See what, you know, are you part of your CVB? Do you go? And do the CVB know who you are? You know, it means a lot that, you know, this is nothing. Are you, when your director of sales is having, you know, or salespeople are having VIP clients over, are you going over there to meet them? That resonates well with clients, okay? So especially meeting planners, okay? Are you taking your time to go and see that, talk to people? Are you there when people check in? Like, hey, just, you know, just good afternoon. Just want to say hello. Welcome to the hotel. I'm Russell. I'm the general manager, blah, 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 blah. If you need anything, please feel free to let the front desk know. And, you know, here's my card, whatever. I mean, do we do those things? I mean, I don't see a lot of that happening. Just saying, are we resourceful? You know, do we have resources for our associates? Are we energetic? Do we show, you know, energy? Are we just like, all right, how are we doing? You know, are we a great cheerleader? You got to be a cheerleader to be a GM, okay? Are we innovative? Do we know what's going on? Are we up on trends and things like that? Have we come up with different, suggesting different menu items and things like that, things that are exciting, things that you saw that are exciting at other hotels? Are you bringing that to your hotel? I mean, that's always a good thing. Do you hire people that are smarter than you? Or are you intimidated by smart people? You know, that's one thing. As a GM, I want to hire the smartest people I can, because guess what? That means I got to do less, right? So there you go. Hire people that are smarter than you. That's the one of the biggest things I could say. Motivated. Can you motivate people? Are you charismatic? Can you walk in and people stare at you when you walk in a room? Just from your presence. Are you relevant? Are you hip to social media? I mean, there's a lot of old school GMs that they think social media is a fad, okay? You know, they care less about it. Are you relevant? Are you staying relevant? Is your property relevant? I mean, if you know social media like you should know as a GM or a director of sales, then you know being relevant is important, right? So you need to make sure not just you, but the property is relevant as well, because he wants to reach people that you may not, you know, thought you can reach before. You need someone that's out in front, not afraid to be the face of the hotel, right? Are you the face of the hotel? Can people walk in and say, oh, that's a GM over there? Okay. You got to be the face of the hotel. You got to be the one that at the end of the day, if there's problems that need to be solved, sometimes it's going to come to the GM, right? Yeah, we always, there's layers of people that are in front of us, and we hope that they do what they're supposed to do and solve these issues. But there's always going to be issues. The phone calls, the emails, you know, people want to talk to you. People want to get letters written back, or they want to see the GM. And, you know, you can't be afraid to get out and talk to, oh, no, I'm in a meeting. You can't be hiding behind meetings. You can't do that. This is a big thing for me. If you have indie experience, meaning independent hotel experience, stick to the indie hotels. If you have brand experience, stick to the brands. Does that make sense? I've seen people that go from, you know, a brand to independent, from independent to a brand hotel. I mean, it can be done, and a lot of people do it, but sometimes something gets lost, right? Because you go from an independent to a brand. Independence, you basically have to do a lot of things yourself, right? But now you go into a brand, and you can't be as creative as you want to be with a brand, right? So those are things that's an example that I'm giving. But, you know, people do it all the time. I've done it myself, right? But, you know, once I got that taste of an independent, you know, I would have loved to stay at an independent, stay there, be creative, and do all those things that creative people can do. Because the brands, the level of being creative is really, really minimal, okay? Because there's a lot of things that are already in place. So you don't have to be, right? So that's just me. Let's see. Someone who will take care of their associates so the associates will take care of the guests. At the end of the day, like I kept saying, it's about the guest, right? It's not about you. It's not about your ego. So check your ego. That's another thing. Can you check your ego? Can you be one of those GMs that doesn't have an ego? There's a lot of things that you know, these days, I know you're always responsible for your numbers. You're only as good as your last P&L. I know that. But what a lot of people, I think, fail to remember is that we're dealing with people, right? It's a human experience. You know, you want to touch people. You want to be there for people. You want to make sure you're resonating with people, okay? The numbers are the numbers, right? But I guarantee you, if you're out, if the people know you, if you're out, and they'll more than likely work harder for you if you're showing them that you care, that you empathize with them, or you know their situation, or you at least stop to talk to them and say, hey, how you doing? You know, how's your day going? You know, or whatever it is, right? So I just think that goes a lot further. And then those other things will fall in place. If you do the things, the people things, the other stuff will fall in place because people are comfortable. People will work hard for you. People will, you know, they'll take up for you. They do whatever. But I just think that today's GM needs to do maybe not all this 25, but they need, you know, if I'm ever interviewing for a GM, if I'm like, I'm the person that, like, say I'm a task force GM, right? And the owner or the management company wants me to hire a GM. These 25 questions, I'm going to find out. Maybe not all 25, but a lot of this 25, I'm going to find out about those people. Do you do this? Give me examples of this. I mean, it would probably be a 3-hour interview, but these are things I think that are important, right? Maybe some people don't think they're important, but I think they're important. So there you go. So that's my show for the day. I wanted to talk about, like I said, so you want to be a GM, huh? That was a subject for the topic. So you want to be a GM, huh? Okay. How do you rank on these 25 things? Are you able to bring it? Do you have a great attitude? Your personality? You walk in a room, it lights it up. I mean, will people do anything for you because you're supporting them, right? So those are the things that I think separates the good GMs from the average ones from the bad ones. So anyway, so thank you so much for joining On Air with Russell of Hotels. I do appreciate you. I don't take it lightly. I do appreciate the extra, you know, person that tuned in today. And we'll see you next week. So remember, every week on Tuesday at 1 o'clock PST, that's when the show is. We're Hospitality Unplugged. We can talk about what we want to talk about. But just because you can talk about it does not mean you should. And you always do things in good taste. You always want to be professional, which that I try to remember that stuff as well. So although, you know, I talk about some things that maybe other people, other shows, other hospitality related shows don't talk about. But it's these are things that resonate with people. And that's what I'm about. But always remember, for 2020, it's about collaboration and connecting people together. That's what it's all about. So on air with Russell on air, man, I can't even speak. On air with Russell Hotels, hashtag Hospitality Unplugged. Have a great week. We'll see you next Tuesday.
Thank you for joining On Air with Russell of Hotels. Please tune in every Tuesday at 1 p.m. as we talk to other hospitality professionals. Your feedback is important. Email Russell at russell@russellofhotels.com with any questions or suggestions. Until next time, try not to be a person of success, rather become a person of value.